Up in Alaska, one of the glaciers on Denali Mountain has started to surge, and I mean really move. The Muldrow Glacier is slip-sliding away 10 to 100 times faster than usual, about 3 feet per hour.
Can't necessarily like see it move, but you can see evidence of it moving.
Chad Holtz is the regional geologist for Alaska National Parks.
Pushing up dirt mounds, you can hear the sounds of ice crashing almost constantly. So you should be able to see it if you sat there and had lunch.
He flew out with his team and landed a helicopter on top of the cracked surface to study the glacier.
And this glacier, you know, in its normal state, looks very boring. It's all covered with debris. It's got a lot of melt ponds and channel flow on top of it. But then now it's just like woke up the dragon and the thing is just raging down the mountain.
About 1% of glaciers surge. Here's what happens. Ice can dam up for long periods of time. The last time Muldrow surged was 64 years ago, so that's nearly 7 decades of ice buildup.
And because you build up basically a hydrologic head in the glacier, it effectively floats the glacier with that water buildup. Because you have so much potential energy in the upper reaches of the glacier, it just finally reaches a threshold and releases. All the water starts going to the base, just basically lubricates the bottom of the glacier, and it just completely free flows until it releases that water in the end of the surge.
Chad and his team use radar satellite data to figure out this surge started back in September. Chad calls this a once-in-a-lifetime, once-in-a-career event. He's placing seismometers to capture the sounds of Muldrow to study how water is flowing through the glacier. These surges are a natural phenomenon and not due to climate change, says Holtz. But because these events are so rare, the role climate change might have is unknown. And yes, if you are in Alaska, you can view Muldrow on the move from a safe distance. If you can't make it out there, you can see photos of Muldrow and hear sounds of the glacier from these seismometers, all on our website at sciencefriday.com/glacier.